In my 20s, I was one of those drivers who gets very, very upset with other drivers who leave their high beams on at night, and I would energetically flick my lights at them to alert them to their error. If they obstinately refused to mend their ways, I would sometimes go ahead and switch my high beams on, so that they could suffer from my excessive brightness even as I was suffering from theirs. But I eventually realized that my irritation was mainly affecting me, not the other drivers. My emotions were not being transmitted directly into their skulls. Probably they were just driving on serenely, unaware of their grievous sin against me. Moreover, I further realized, maybe they weren't sinning at all. Perhaps their low beam bulbs were burned out, and driving with the high beams on was their safest option. Or maybe their low beams just seemed high to me. I found that by looking down and to the right, oncoming high beams didn't really affect me that much. And I also found that it was rather easy to give up my high beam-induced irritation. In fact, I was able to set a new policy of not responding at all to high beam drivers. I just looked away. The only real consequence of this new policy was that I spent less of my time being irritated. As an experiment, I decided to become a high beam driver myself, and began to leave mine on continuously to see how other drivers would react. Some would flash their lights at me, some wouldn't. Either way, I could react with amusement, or benignity, or whatever. I could even, if I chose, switch back to irritated self-righteousness. It was all up to me, not the other drivers. I eventually gave up driving with my high beams on because it seemed, you know, mildly sociopathic, and I hate to be that way. But the point was proved. My reaction to the high beams of others was entirely within my jurisdiction. Of course I applied this lesson to other aspects of my life. I'm not an idiot. If someone is rude to me, for example, or falsely accuses me of a felony, it happens, I usually choose to believe that they have reasons for their conduct that make sense to them. That being the case, why should I get upset or seek revenge or be rude in return? Why not just react in the way that's best for me, which is, usually, to remain cheerful and deal with whatever fresh hell presents itself in the most effective manner possible. Like the man says, the best revenge is living well. None of this is a big revelation, of course, or even a new insight. When Jesus encouraged his followers to turn the other cheek, for example, he was really speaking about irritating drivers who leave their high beams on. In fact, virtually all of the mystics and saints who have ventured to flick their lights at humanity's foibles have typically insisted that we begin by acknowledging our personal responsibility for our response to the irritating actions of others. So, this is a truth that's been around for a while. But now that you've heard it from me, maybe you'll take it seriously. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.